You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and property seems to be moving around the region at the moment, in particular around Port Pirie. I'm joined by Nathan Jeffries from Century 21. Nathan, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So prices in Port Pirie, the housing prices seem to be attracting a lot of movement.
Yeah, they certainly are. We are getting a lot of influx from interstate investors due to the way, since COVID has come in, it has really affected the market, because a lot of the investors are buying properties up over here in Port Pirie because the returns are so good. You know, they're buying properties. They can buy a property for, you know, $80,000 to $90,000, like an ex-housing trust property, which we call Masonettes, for that figure, and automatically get, you know, your $170,000 to $180,000 per week rent, which is great returns, because where in the eastern states can you buy a property under $100,000 and get that return straight away? So, and they are driving the market considerably. I mean, obviously the prices aren't going up at the moment, but they're certainly selling a lot quicker as we see the market going. Going back a couple of years ago, there was a lot of these masonettes available that weren't selling, simply because a lot of the investors done their dough from the mining back in 2007, 2008, when the market was booming. That's what drove the investors back into the market. But we all knew what happened with the expansion of Roxby. It didn't go ahead, so a lot of the investors done their dough and cleared out of the area. And now they're back into the market because the prices have come down a little bit and they're getting a lot better return. So, that has certainly helped the way the properties are selling. And it's more so the cheaper range.
So I was going to say, because if there's investors buying up the cheaper properties from interstate, what does that mean for locals looking to purchase a house in their own backyard?
Yeah, well, it's difficult when in that price range of 100 to 150. If you're looking for a property to move into, it's very difficult because most of these properties are tenanted. Very rarely we have a vacant property just sitting there ready to be occupied by owner-occupier. So if you're coming into town looking to buy to move into, it can be quite difficult to find a suitable property because they have a sitting tenant in there with a current lease in place. So therefore they cannot occupy the property. They're only suitable to investors. So it makes it a little bit hard for owner-occupiers to come into the area to move into properties in that price range.
I guess that fills buyers with more confidence. If they are looking for an investment property, that they already have a guaranteed stream of income with a renter currently occupying.
That's correct, and the returns are fabulous. Yeah, so, I mean, you're getting up around 9 or 10%. So if you're getting up around that percentage rate, the property is pretty well selling overnight to interstate investors sight unseen. I mean, when I say sight unseen, they don't really care what they look like. They're never going to live in them. They're just buying it for investment and return for investment. So they might get a building inspection done or a pest inspection done just to make sure, you know, it's in good condition and it's not going to fall down. They don't care what it looks like. They're never going to live in it. As long as they're getting their return and it's structurally sound, they'll purchase it without seeing it.
And, of course, it's dirt cheap compared to what they could be buying. You know, 10 properties for the price of one in New South Wales.
Correct. That's exactly right. I mean, you can't even buy a block of land for, you know, in Sydney, under $500,000. So, you know, you can buy five, and you don't get no income off a block of land, whereas here, as you said, you can buy five properties and for that $500 and get $1,000 of return.
So I guess that means the people who own property in Port Pirie that are selling are probably having quite a good time over the last couple of years with COVID.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, no, the market certainly has moved. If the properties are priced right, then they generally will sell. And that can also be at the higher end, but certainly at the lower end, they tend to be moving out the door to interstate and out-of-town investors. Obviously, the dearer the property, the less return you get. The cheaper the property, the better return you get. So a lot of the cheaper ones are selling better to investors because the returns are a lot better. Properties aren't as good, obviously, because they're not as expensive, but certainly the returns are a lot better. And that's what the interstate investors are looking at.